The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
Hey everybody, this is Beelzebub. Guess what I did? I fucked with the Nate Darling show. See, they'd started to record before, but they didn't actually hit record. What assholes. Anyway, Diana Hogg, Sam Platts, Corey Daniels, all here. Nate Darling show.
Wow, this is so good.
Wow.
Here's Nate.
Get off the mic, Beelzebub.
I know.
Oh, man. I feel like our listeners got robbed. Because that shit was legit. We seriously went on for 10 minutes.
10 glorious minutes.
Making fun of Sam. That's... Yes. Not me. Time. For once, Kareem wasn't making fun of me.
Wow.
Then that shit didn't get recorded. This is some bullshit. Nate, was this on purpose?
No. God, no.
The one time Kareem didn't make fun of me was not recorded.
No, he made fun of you to begin with, though. So
Before.
But, oh, yeah.
All before we started recording, Diana.
I'd like to remember the good things in my life.
Yes. All my good shit out the window.
All right, so we're sorry about that, Wow. Everybody. You missed some really fun stuff. So,
you missed us talking about how white Sam is dressed tonight.
It's true. Sam is dressed very white.
Burgundy skinny jeans?
Burgundy, yes.
The fact that it's burgundy says a lot, not just red.
Burgundy skinny jeans, some multicolored Toms.
Those are Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. Yeah,
Toms.
Yeah, that's what those are.
My ballerina shoes.
Mm-hmm. Ballerina shoes.
Mm-hmm. No-show socks.
No-show socks.
Well,
the fucking no-show socks is just...
That's a mind fuck.
Yeah, that's
better than no socks. That's why he's better than a regular hipster. Like, he's cool. He's
my
like a cool hipster.
My feet won't smell as bad.
Like,
yes.
The only way Sam could be any whiter is he were Rand and Romney. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm ridiculously white.
But we figured out where the baseline, the bottom line that won't be crossed is that he won't be drinking.
Of the hipster scale.
Yeah, that he wouldn't drink his beer out of a mason jar. So we're okay.
Absolutely unacceptable.
Okay, then you have to avoid, and I hate to say this, Toby Keith's I Love This Bar and Grill in Folsom, which is one of my guilty pleasures.
They drink out of the mason jar?
They serve you beer and or mixed drinks in mason jars.
I think I was there really drunk one night. It was really awkward.
But here's the thing. When they do it, it's not a hipster thing. It's a country thing.
It's a country folk thing.
Yeah. So,
but that's the thing. Country people don't drink beer out of mason jars.
I know. It's a fake bar in a fake outdoor mall.
Yeah. We will blame Nashville, Tennessee.
We
for
can
the
just
whole
go with the
movement.
Fucking title of the bar. Like, Toby Keith can make up something better.
No, it's Toby Keith's I Love This Bar and Grill.
You can't top drinking out of a boot-shaped glass.
That's cultural. That's ethnic,
that's
though, because that's
ethnic,
German.
Dog.
Yeah, like, that's legit. Mason
okay.
jar.
Das boot.
And we all know how superior the ethnic Germans are. I think we've established
those
that.
Those are my people.
Yeah. <Yo, laughs> You are Hitler's. You're Hitler's wet dream. You know that,
can't,
right?
You
can't.
Know what?
If you were just a little taller.
Kareem, if you only knew, my ancestors are like white supremacists to the max. We've got the Vikings, the Nazis, and then the Irish, which, whatever.
Hooray!
They're all hella white.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man, well, you should be clear.
We should be able to see your organs working.
Yeah.
You should scary. Be as white as this girl that I used to date who we could see her change
veins.
Colors when she drank.
Oh.
No way. She got pink and then red and then, yeah. Oh, she's purple. Someone yeah. resuscitated.
Like, you could see her change colors when she drank. That's how pale she was.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know if I could do that. That's just so embarrassing.
Yeah.
Honestly, right. though, if you give me good lighting, my skin resembles closer to Diana Hong's.
Okay, yeah. First off, I used to be really dark, okay? I used to be really dark, so that doesn't count.
You know you don't brag about that when you're around your family.
No, I was proud of that shit because that means I played golf because I was out in the sun all the time. I had really cute tan lines. That was rough because this one girl... this one girl was like, so are you going to fix those? I was like, wow.
Fix the tan lines?
Yeah, because this is after
we
had sex.
Was she a fellow Korean or what?
She was Viet. It was my ex that got me the hamster. She's like, so you're going to fix that, right?
Yep.
And I was like,
the hamster one.
You're going
to
fix that.
You want me to be a golfer? Like, what do you want me to do? Life's a passion.
All right. Coming up on the show today, I'm going to explain why Chelsea Handler needs some attention. a meme that went terribly wrong, and we've got some marriage news too, so that'll all be interesting. But before we get to that, I went to Reno over the weekend for the Mike O'Mara show live at Circus Circus, and I want to talk about that in great length, so I'm going to do that on Friday's show. So I met some people, talked about the show there. So if you tune in just for that, for my recap of that, that's going to be on Friday's episode, because I want to talk about all everybody else's week and weekend. So, Kareem, how have you been?
I worked all weekend.
So busy.
Busy, yeah. So I didn't work Sunday, but Saturday I had like 5 massages.
Nice.
I went to Johnny Taylor's CD release show.
Mm-hmm.
Show was pretty good.
Well, I would hope so. He just got a CD released.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be awkward if he had a CD release and went to a show? It kind of sucked.
Yeah, that would be kind of bad. Yeah.
Sure, that happened.
It's crazy because I went home like, okay, this has been a long day. I'm going to go take a nap, and then I'm going to go to his show because the show's at 10:30.
Oh, that's a late show.
Yeah. I got sleepy at 9:45.
Oh, yeah. I hate that.
I was like, hey, this is about a bitch. Like, now I got to get up and
now
leave.
It's like work.
Yeah. Part of the reason I couldn't fall asleep was because I was watching the Bellator Fighting Championship.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I saw this guy get hit so hard that he forgot he was in a fight. I have never seen this shit like that in my life.
That's awesome.
Like, he put his hands up and was like, what's going on here?
Why are you being so mean to me? What are you?
And the guy that hit him looked at the referee and then looked at the clock. He was like, okay, did the ref stop the clock? Or no, okay, I'm going to finish your ass off. Oh. And the referee stopped the fight, and the guy looked at him. The guy was mad and he stopped the fight. And the referee was like, fuck it, just look at the replay and you'll understand why I stopped him from whooping your ass.
Poor bastard.
I did it for you. I did it for you.
He's like, why is he hitting me? I don't know where I am. What's going on?
Where's my shirt at? I feel so exposed. He's covering his nipples. Stop looking at me.
Yeah.
It was a bad time. Sam, how have you been?
Yeah, I've been fan-friggin-tastic. I don't know. It was a busy weekend, but what was nice is it didn't feel like a rushed weekend. Shockingly, because I've been moving out of my old apartment into a storage unit.
You're living in a storage unit now?
I'm breaking the rules, folks. No. Even
you just
better.
Get a better job? Like, I don't understand. Yeah.
Well, better is a relative term, Diana. Yeah. He got a different job.
A different job.
With a better paycheck.
We'll say that, yeah. But,
right?
No, but this like, is the thing.
Was I not supposed to say that?
I was looking at moving in with some other friends who had some other family issue and resulted in a family member moving in with them. Canceled that option. Anyhow, I'm staying at grandma's house now.
Nice.
And you know what's amazing is pretty much
I think you just got blacker, by the way.
Like a weekend.
Kareem just looked at you like you just gained a couple shades.
His lips grew a little bit.
I'm just picturing that Chappelle Show skit where he has to move in with grandma and he's in the bathroom masturbating. She opens the door and he goes, Granny, no.
That would be the worst experience that could ever happen, I think. Well, there's this. I was coming home with my girlfriend in the car, and you know, this was like a week ago when it was well known that I'm about to move into my grandma's house, and because I hate pretty much everything on the radio, my default station that I go to escape commercials and bad music is the National Public Radio or whatever it is. Anyways, they had this live broadcast from Minnesota.
Oh, the Prairie Home Companion.
That one. But what's interesting...
I had Garrison Keillor talking really slow and soft like this.
I had
this.
Something like that.
He was talking about what's going on at
him.
The general store. In the Prairie Home Companion.
No, this was a live performance. They had a band.
Oh, it is. No, that's the Prairie Home Companion.
That was it.
You were listening to the Prairie Home
Companion.
Prairie
Home Companion, but what was interesting is they had a band from Oakland, California.
Why wouldn't you?
And the band is called the California Honey Drops.
Okay.
I think I've heard them.
Okay. They were good music, and this song came on, and it just happened to be called. It was their brand new release. You can download it for free on CaliforniaHoneyDrops.com. The song was called Moving Back with Grandma. I ain't fucking kidding you, dude.
Wow.
My girlfriend turned and started laughing and started recording so she could put it on Instagram. She's like, that's your new theme song, Sam.
Aww.
Moving back with my grandma.
Is that really
she's her? All right. Yep.
All right.
Wow.
That's a real jam.
So that's...
So, So let me see if this sounds about
very,
right.
Very, very, very sparsely attended.
That's
Lake
him.
Wobegon Lutheran Church.
That's the guy.
On
yeah.
Sunday, Pastor Liz
That's what I was
gave
listening
the
to.
Sermon on the wedding at Cana where Jesus turns the water into wine. And
yes.
Just a few.
Yeah, it's rather famous. Yeah.
This is a lot.
From Lake Wobegon, Minnesota.
Wow, I've never seen anything like this before.
You're a talented multitasker, Nate. I don't know if you're able to pull up the California honey drops. Moving back with grandma.
I don't know.
As we move on with the show and maybe bring it back later. Just so people know how great this
how
jam was.
How does grandma feel with about you moving back in?
Well, grandma and grandpa are the most loving, compassionate, beautiful, kind-hearted sweetie pies in the world. And, you know.
But yeah, this is a true story, everybody. You guys can start up the song. Go ahead.
Here it is.
It's
yeah.
About our piano player
this
over
is,
here,
this
Lorenzo.
Is from
get out of the way so
November
you guys
8th.
This is on their show.
Yeah.
Yep, this is what I was listening to on the radio.
Radio Land, this guy's got amazing hair. Anyway,
it's
Lorenzo
a song about
here has been living
Sam.
With his grandma for the last 2 years now.
In 2 years.
I hope that's
and,
not the case.
It's been making me really jealous seeing his living situation. And inspired by all this, we decided to write a song about this.
Can you feel that? Can you feel that, Diana?
If you don't want me, you don't have to shout.
This is actually kind of dope.
It's a sweet jam. It grooves, dude. They have, like, movements.
Everybody in the band looks a little like Keith Lowell Jensen, though, which is kind of creepy.
I can't really see, but I'm sure that
they've got the hat.
It's all about the hat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except the lead singer.
Yeah. When I come knocking on a door, I'm moving back with my grandma. That's me, baby.
And it's all right.
It's all right.
You feel that, brother? I can call
yes.
you brother now, right?
Yes. Wow. His lips got a little bit bigger.
That's my new jam.
You know, everybody in this band is whiter than Sam. You know that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you can kind of hear it.
Oh,
it was a good weekend.
That is awesome. Well, at least you're around people who love you and
yeah.
won't rape you, probably.
I'm gifted.
Yeah. So that's,
I mean, I have those friends, too.
Who will rape
the
you?
The potential Sam rapers.
The potential rapists.
Yeah.
Rape is not funny.
They wouldn't rape just anybody, but they
right.
might rape me.
They only rape the ones they love. I get
yeah.
it. And Diana, you've come down with you're down with the sickness.
I have tonsillitis is the official diagnosis.
Now you told me you don't have insurance before. Who diagnosed you?
Urgent care.
Oh.
So I spent $130 to be told what I had, and then I spent $30 on meds, and I'm still not better. But
How
I'm not
dumb.
Contagious anymore. So okay. I'm going
to... So that microphone doesn't need to be burned?
No.
Okay, good.
Just the windscreen.
Just the... Yes. No, yeah, because the thing is that's weird. Like, I'm getting better, just my tonsils... My glands are really swollen, like painfully
Yeah, they
swollen.
Are. Sexy.
You're the second guy to tell me that.
Swollen glands are kind of hot these days.
Oh, sure. I bet it's a little bit warmer in there.
You know, Kim Kardashian, the whole...
Is it a little tighter on the way down?
That what? Whole booty
whoa,
thing.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa, he was going somewhere.
I was
but
not
after,
going there.
I know, I was going to say, after what he just said, you can't even
I'm
finish
done.
Where you're going.
Zip.
Because it's just like,
Zip.
Well, how do you go from R to like G? Like, you can't do that.
Nah, it's done.
It makes it difficult, yeah. Mm. Yeah, you need to at least have something like this in the middle.
The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
You were warned before this started
That's
that something
true.
Like this could happen by an Australian lady.
Is that your GPS talking there? Is that Sheila?
No, that's I stole that off of an Australian TV show.
Oh, right on.
So speaking of things that you weren't warned about, apparently no one told Dr. Oz that Twitter can be a double-edged sword. Because he went on Twitter and asked for health questions.
Oh, no.
And
I thought he was supposed to be the doctor of all that.
The doctor of all that.
Yeah,
he's the doctor of the Golden Brick Road.
He's got the TV show. So he tweeted, what is your biggest question for me? Reply with hashtag Oz's inbox and I'll answer my favorites on DrOz.com. And
my favorites? That sounds so weird.
Dr. Oz, how do you keep the Emerald City so green and beautiful?
So here are some of the highlights from Twitter. At S'mores7IU tweeted, hashtag Oz's inbox. I just got my flu shot. When can I expect to develop autism?
Oh!
Wow.
Yeah.
At Dr. Jen Gunter tweeted, can you go an entire show without saying the words miracle, toxin, and belly fat?
Word. Watch the rhetoric, please.
At Spammy Jazz Hands tweeted, can twerking cure pertussis?
What the fuck is pertussis?
Pertussis, I believe, is whooping cough. at Schultz C tweeted, name specific toxins removed by a detox that are not removed by your liver and kidneys. What studies have you published on this? The answer
look
is,
out.
Yeah.
Reality check, Dr. Oz.
At Nutsy tweeted, I accidentally dropped my sonic crystals in the dirt. Are they dishwasher safe? At Nutsy tweeted, you've told us to eat low carb, low fat, paleo, and vegan diets. I've been eating them all daily. Why am I gaining so much weight?
Oh!
Let's see.
Hella dumb.
Dr. Sunil K. Sahi tweets, why have you not been censured or fired from at Columbia Surgery for conduct on becoming a physician, scientist, and gentleman? I don't think Dr. Oz answered that one.
Oh, man.
At Haphazard Humor tweeted, as a cardiothoracic surgeon, would you dispense nutrition advice? It's like a neurologist giving out dermatology advice. So,
that's a valid point.
That's, yeah.
It is. Finally, at Wyoweeds tweeted, I just read that my new detox regimen might be toxic. Can you recommend a detoxification to detoxify my toxins? someone tweeted a photo of a cartoon of someone sitting in a doctor's office, and on the wall there's a sign that says thank you for not mentioning Dr. Oz.
Nice. Nice.
Now I've met Dr. Oz. He's a very nice guy. I've worked with him a couple of times.
Oh, really? Like,
yeah,
for show, TV and shit.
Yeah, he's come to Sacramento and I've been to New York. I've been in his studio, I've been at the hospital where he works. He's a very nice guy.
Whoop-dee-doo.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Hey, this guy rubs shoulders with the Oz Man. You better watch it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And with Conan O'Brien when he was still hosting the Tonight Show. Well, actually, before he hosted the Tonight Show, but not after he hosted the Tonight Show. So that was, came by very quickly. Mm-hmm. Diana, good news for you. You can now move to Kansas. Are you excited?
Because that was totally on my bucket list.
Well, the Supreme Court.
Well, we're talking about Dr. Oz, Kansas Toto. It's all tied together.
We've moved on.
Oh, I like what you did there. Are we going to do pun of the day again? Because I totally got one. Mm-hmm. No.
The Supreme Court lifted a stay on issuing same-sex marriage licenses in Kansas, making it the 33rd state in which gay unions are now allowed.
Who are those fucking 17 assholes that are holding out?
The decision indicated that justices are content to allow the list of states where gay marriages are sanctioned to expand, even as it seems more likely that they will eventually have to answer for the nation whether gays have a constitutional right to marry. Justices Antonin Scalia and Clarence Thomas said they would have kept the stay in place. None of the justices gave a reason. The action came after a federal judge, following the precedent of the U.S. Court of Appeals for the 10th Circuit, struck down the ban in Kansas. The state's attorney general, Derek Schmidt, Republican, asked the court not to make the state issue licenses until the justices settled the constitutional question. Now, last month, the court passed up the opportunity to do just that, also without giving a reason, when it declined to review the decisions of the 10th Circuit and two other appeals courts that had struck down the state prohibitions.
Because they know that there's no legal reason for it.
Exactly. So eventually it's going to get pushed to the Supreme Court. It's going to have to be answered. And then the piecemeal bullshit will stop. But so 33 states. So there's another one you can move to.
What's a piecemeal?
Piecemeal is when you do things one piece at a time.
Oh, I was thinking it was like, we all come in peace. Let's have a meal. Let's break bread together.
I like that one better.
I was thinking, since Diana Hong probably isn't going to have Thanksgiving this year,
we should all bring
we should
bread.
Have a piecemeal together.
Yeah,
in peace.
Diana's not having Thanksgiving because your parents don't celebrate it.
No. I mean, and then I can't really, I would go out to, I had a couple of invites to go to friends' places, but I it's like kind of a, I think I should stay at home this one, I'm going to stay at home for this one.
Yeah, whatever feels right, but I'm going to friends for Thanksgiving. My family's back east, so.
Some people call it the Framily. It's the friend family.
Well,
it's
we're having a friends give, oh my God, was that tonight?
Uh-oh.
Oh, fuck. Oops. My Dana bad. Hall.
She's really, really, really
she
sorry.
She finally shows up
I'm truly
to the show
sorry. Truly
and
sorry.
And forgets her family.
Hey, in more exciting wedding news, Charles Manson is planning a wedding. He's got a license now to marry a 26-year-old woman who left her Midwestern home and spent the last 9 years trying to exonerate him. Athlon Elaine Burton, the raven-haired bride-to-be, said she loves the man convicted in the notorious murders of 7 people, including pregnant actress Sharon Tate. Now, no date has been set, but a wedding coordinator has been assigned by the prison to handle the nuptials. Jesus what? Christ, your tax dollars at work.
Have mercy.
And the couple has until early February to get married before they would have to reapply. The prospective bride and groom have near-matching carvings on their forehead. Hers is an X, and his is an X that was turned into a swastika after he carved it during his trial to show he was X'd out of society.
Huh? Okay, okay, okay. Okay, KK.
Charles Manson's 80 years old now, by the way.
That's disgusting. This 26-year-old...
He's still alive.
Because
California,
no joke. I was about
California
abolished the death penalty, and
they commuted everybody who was given the death penalty to a life sentence.
No, I'm just saying, like, why hasn't karma or the universe kicked in and just made him tip the bucket? Like,
you know, the fact that he's still alive and he's in prison, that might be part of
he's
it.
He's probably running that shit in solitary right now, just doing his own thing. He's crazy anyway. It's probably not that bad for him.
I don't know.
You could be right.
You could be right. You may be right. I may be crazy. But it just might be a lunatic you're looking for. Oh, wait. Those are Billy Joel lyrics. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you did.
I was looking for the Billy Joel song.
Started singing.
Only the good die young.
Yeah.
So Charles Manson, Mazel Tov, Charles Manson.
Here's to Charles Manson.
Charles Manson and love, true love.
I don't know.
We all believe in love, right? That's what Disney.
Well, that's why when he's like, "Oh, this is something you might like that you can go to Kansas." I'm like, "I'm probably never going to get married, so this affects me in no shape, way, or form."
No, but
props to you, Diana Hong, for not giving in to the norm.
It's not voluntary. It's not, I have no game.
Oh, you're trying to get married?
No, I mean, I think it'd be a good idea. Like, I would love to have a partner.
She needs some finger implants so she can catch partner.
Oh, it's a short finger.
Whoa,
did I just see?
Now.
Did you just go second knuckle right there?
Wow,
or is that your whole finger?
I hate everybody here. Aren't you gonna play some Billy Joel?
We've moved on from there. It's the fact that you could, maybe if you moved to Kansas, you would have mad game there.
That's true.
I mean, come on.
I don't want to have game in Kansas unless there's that one one girl that's just super hot that she's getting but let's by the pool. There's probably not a lot because in places like that, I went to Arizona and their gays are very you have to look gay to be gay kind of deal because I walked in and they're because you have to project yourself in a certain manner. You know what I mean? To attract the right attention.
Type.
So I get where they're coming from, but then again, it's not my cup of tea. Like, I like just being me. I'm not super into the yay gay thing. I just happen to I like being treated like a human. That'd be great. But it doesn't really affect me anyway. I haven't had a situation besides my parents where being gay was horrible. But then I choose who I hang out with, so that's a little different.
Yeah, and you also live in California.
But I used to live in Florida and Arizona and Texas, but I wasn't super out and about. But then again, I don't talk about my sexuality. I don't think it defines me.
It doesn't define
it
you.
It does not define you.
Exactly.
It doesn't define anyone except for
unless you choose to let it define you. Because there are people that do. There are people that's what they put out there, and that's the very first thing and the only thing.
That's the thing.
That is their raison d'etre. They're not someone who's deep, who's into philosophy or painting or wood carving. No, they're gay.
Yeah, I am the gay of the community.
Right.
Yeah. It's no different than a girl that uses her sexuality for anything.
That's absolutely correct.
Yeah. That's true.
Or even a man.
Even
though it's not as common.
Yeah. I use my sexuality for a lot of things, like opening doors, holding them open mostly for people at the mall, which tends to get a little contentious at times. But look, I'm trying to be polite.
I fucking hate people at the mall. Sorry, I just got off work, okay?
You just took her back to work.
Yeah,
mate.
Like, that's seriously what just happened. I, like, started having, like,
I saw, like, demons come out of her face for a second. That was intense.
It was a joke about holding the door open with my penis. Settle down.
Oh, I get it. I just thought of mall.
So on Veterans Day, they held the concert for Valor at the mall in Washington, D.C. Not the same type of mall you were at. This is a big open space. And Bruce Springsteen caught social media heat for his choice of playing Creedence Clearwater Revival's Fortunate Son, which he performed with the Zac Brown Band, with Zac Brown and Dave Grohl. So let's take a little listen to what that sounds like. If you have not heard Fortunate Son, why is it not playing? Why is it not playing? Why is it not playing?
Because you own a black cat.
There we go. It's the devil. Hates me. Here we go.
Beelzebub's at it.
I love the riff on this song, first of all.
Oh, it's classic, dude.
I mean, it puts you in a place in time, but it's the thing is, it's Veterans Day, and this is a Vietnam protest song.
Right.
Some folks are born made to wave the flag. Ooh, they're red, white, and blue. And when the band waves hail to the chief, ooh, they point the cannon at you. No, it ain't me. It ain't me. I ain't no senator song. So. It ain't me. It ain't me. I ain't no fortunate wrong.
And what they're pointing out there is that senator's sons didn't have to go.
Oh.
They were put into things like the National Guard.
Right.
And they didn't see any, you know, sort of like our last president was. And they didn't really see combat. So that was kind of the protest part of it. It was written by John Fogerty, a man that Springsteen once called the voice of our generation's Hank Williams. It's lyrical terrain, familiar to the boss. It takes an incoming quality and unblinking patriotism. John Fogerty, who was in the Army, explains, it was the song's third chorus that really got people's dander up on the mall, and that one Fogerty insists he ain't no military son.
There he said it.
So the song, and not to put too fine a point on it, is an anti-war song, taking shots at the red, white, and blue. As the Weekly Standard wrote, it was a particularly terrible choice given that Fortunate Son is moreover an anti-draft song, and this concert was largely organized to honor those who volunteered to fight in Afghanistan and Iraq. So...
I don't think they volunteered to fight in Afghanistan. Iraq.
They volunteered for the military.
I think they just happened to be in the military when the shit broke.
A lot of people join the military because it's a secure foundation for finances and training, and it gives them something to do while they're getting out of high school, not sure what they're doing with their lives.
Exactly.
Well, it's true, and I remember, Kareem, you and I are about the same age, and everybody was like, why don't you sign up for blah, blah, blah? You get the GI Bill, and you get all this money for college. And I'm like, because when you sign up for the Army, and this was a time there had not been anything but a little weekend skirmish in Grenada for 20-something years. I was like, listen, when you sign up for the military, if something happens, they send you to places to fight and do stuff. That's part of the deal.
That's how it works.
You don't just get to go in and get this scholarship and go, oh, I don't really feel like fighting. That sounds dangerous to me.
Yeah.
And people didn't seem to get that. So
it's good PR, man. The Army, Navy, they all got good PR.
And I know, Kareem, you were in the military, so you did sign up.
Yes.
Volunteered.
But I signed up like everybody else did to get the fuck out of where I was from.
Right.
Yeah. So you used it as an opportunity, but you understood when you signed up
that there was a possibility.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I love these people were just like, oh, why didn't you do that? You could blah, 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 blah. Because I think we're talking about like student loans or whatever.
Yep.
And I was like, I was loading up on classes so that I could graduate a semester early. And they're like, well, why are you doing that? I'm staying in college for 5 years and blah, 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 blah. It's like, how the fuck are you people all staying in college this long?
Yeah, because their parents were paying for it.
Right?
Damn it.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I got out of college in 3.5 years. I took I took 21 and 22 credits, two back-to-back semesters, and I took a summer course so that I could graduate a semester early.
Beast mode.
Because, well, it's when you're talking about, and I know this is small money in today's college dollars, but we're talking about saving about $6,000 or $8,000,
right,
in terms of loans and out-of-pocket stuff. And I thought, you know what, it's worth it to do it. And it was for me.
Absolutely.
And not everybody can do it. I'm not saying everybody should. But it's one of those things that you just got to go, okay, before you say stupid stuff like, you should sign up for the military reserve. Have you seen the commercials? They give you money for college.
Rah! Those old Navy commercials that rah! Yeah! Testosterone!
That's what they do.
Yeah!
I kind of wanted to.
They act. We decide.
My,
cool or two.
Yes, Kareem, you were saying?
Oh, I was going to say something about the military. Shit.
Now you get to do it with a funky jam. Keep rolling.
Yeah. I'm glad I went in. I think everybody should have to serve, and that means everybody. That means senators, presidents, everybody's kids should have to serve. And I bet you if that happened, there would be a lot less shit going on.
I don't know. Everybody does in Israel, and they still got plenty of shit going on.
Yeah.
They do that in Korea.
Yeah, but that's because in Israel...
They're surrounded by crazy people in the Middle East.
No, that's because they're taking over for what their German peers did.
Hey,
way to go, Sam! Way to go,
Kareem! That's
my family.
You're never going to get a spot on Fox News.
I don't give a fuck. They're taking all the shit that was done to them and then they're applying it. That's what the fuck they're
okay.
doing.
Okay,
that's the way hazing works. Yeah. You do unto others as was done unto you earlier. Yeah.
You gotta stop the circle of hurt.
Yeah.
All right, first up in Cooler Tool.
They took your ass to somewhere else like they were offered. They were offered like a bunch of different other places to go.
But that's not where Jesus was from. Yeah. Kareem, come on.
So, you know, you had options. But yeah, I want to go where everybody hates me. And actually, the people didn't hate them until they got there. They were like, wait a minute. I said a couple of you motherfuckers could come. I didn't say you could bring the whole goddamn family.
I'm not even going to get into this.
Read the history books.
No. I'm just drawing corollaries in my mind that are hilarious and wrong, so I'm not going to.
That's what the fuck happened.
First up in Cooler Tool, the Supreme Court. Kareem?
The way it's constituted is Tool.
Sam?
The Supreme Court, a bunch of bitches.
I don't believe that's one of the choices, but okay.
That one. I want that one.
Yeah, the Supreme Court is a bunch of tools. They need to get back to interpreting the laws, which is what their job is, and to stop making policy. Up next in Cooler Tool, love and marriage. Love and marriage, Sam.
Ain't nothing but a horse and carriage. You know, if there's love, marriage is cool. If there's not love and you're doing it because you feel culturally obligated, mm-hmm. then you're a goddamn tool.
Okay. Diana?
Love and marriage?
Yeah.
This is tough because I'm like personally bitter. I guess it's cool for other people,
love
not for me.
Love and marriage.
Kareem, what say you?
Love and marriage. I don't believe in the shit. So
you don't believe in love?
No, I believe in love. I just don't believe in marriage.
So you're going Tool.
Tool.
No one's going to give you a direct answer on this one.
It's, I know. It's,
yeah, you can't put those two together. That's kind of not fair. Like, yeah. I believe I'm a
they go
big
together like
of...
a, they go together like a fucking horse and carriage. Did you not hear him singing? It's
no,
a song.
I didn't. Okay, first off, once again, you guys, every single reference that you guys usually make, I don't understand it. Like, we're just going to put that out there. We know this. This has happened several times on the show.
Well, I'm opposed to the whole thing.
We'll accept that.
So, no. But then it's like, no, it's not that. That's a marriage is a social construct. It's not. That's not a thing.
It's actually a contract. Not a construct.
It is.
Yeah. Well, we made it matter. Society made it matter. It didn't matter before. So, yeah, it's a contract, but we made it matter. That's what, you know, social construction, it's whatever. But
I think it's cool. I've done it twice, so whatever.
He's going to keep doing it until we get the right.
Listen, I'm not a give up sort of guy. And finally, in Cooler Tool, Bruce Springsteen, Diana.
I saw his concert like once. I thought that was cool. Everything else he does, I think he's a tool for some reason. Not
Sam?
A fan.
I have to go with Diana on this. He's a hybrid of Cool and Tool. And there's a lot of Tools I know who like them.
Mm-hmm.
Who like him.
That's very true.
But, you know, he's a musical. He's made some great endeavors, and I appreciate him for that.
Kareem?
He's the boss.
Yeah, Bruce Springsteen's cool. What the fuck's
wrong
with
people?
Isn't
he like a self-labeled boss?
No.
No.
No, that's a nickname that he was given.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Obviously.
Can we do pun of the day?
All right, go ahead.
It's loading. Okay. I was going to tell you a joke about Infinity, but it didn't have an ending.
That's the word.
Really? You didn't?
I couldn't even finish my sentence. It was so insulting.
I couldn't. Let me guess. You're such a white person. Well, you're not a guy. This is a white girl thing, but you couldn't even. I can't even.
Okay, we need to start.
Where's your pumpkin spice latte with your Ugg boots? Oh my God, I'm on fire.
Oh shit, girl. I'm drinking. What was I drinking, Nate?
Nate, we need to start reviewing those ahead of time.
Well, my whole point is puns are terrible, so she just keeps making it.
I'm not drinking pumpkin spice latte. I'm drinking Fireside Chat Winter Spiced Ale.
Oh my God.
21st Amendment Brewery. Thank you very much.
That is like a white.
In my Tom's.
In
shoes.
San Francisco. They are in San Francisco.
They're San Francisco. They're right next to the AT&T Park.
Mm-hmm.
Yo.
Yep.
Wow.
They are. Hey, have you heard about Bill Cosby,
They're
right?
In a gentrified part of San Francisco, huh?
Yo, damn, you can't even claim SF, dude. Like, it's pretty, the whole movement and shit.
What
are
you talking about, Bill Cosby?
What movement are you all talking about? Because I'm sure it's not the same movement.
Oh, gentrification of San Francisco?
No, I understand what gentrification is. But she just mentioned the movement, and I'm like,
no, the movement of people.
Yeah, so they're they're probably not even San Franciscans. They're probably people that just moved in, like in the last 2 years.
Well,
I know what gentrification. I study sociology in San Francisco. I know what gentrification is.
Well, la di da.
Well,
I don't understand any of your references, but I'd study gentrification.
Well, that's a concept. That's different. That shit matters now. You guys name references from like 20 years ago. I'm only 26.
Ooh,
my bad.
Congratulations. My bad. We knew who the Beatles and the Rolling Stones were.
Okay, I'm also not white.
By the way, there's the internet, too.
Hey, I'm not white either, damn it.
But you're older. You're older. You
if it doesn't
that
come
time.
To race, it comes to age now.
She's
an ageist
she's
towards
just
you.
Grasping at the little throwing stars to toss our way.
It happens by accident. I accidentally told this one girl at work. I was like, why does your face like look like that? Like, it either looked terrible. No, I didn't mean it like that. Because every time she steps on her floor, she looks terrified. And then like I looked over and she was like making this weird face. And so I asked her. I was like, what? She's like, are you saying something's wrong with my face? I'm like, no, like naturally, you're beautiful. It's just like when you do something to it. And I was like,
oh my God.
Wow. Her coworker was just staring at me. I was like, there's no way out of this. And she's like, no. And
you
I just walked out. I wasn't trying to haul at her. She's really pretty. Like, I'll give her that. She's she's super nice. It's just like, I know why she gets stressed out every time she comes onto our floor. Yeah. It's because it's shoes.
Because you're judging her.
Well, no. Well, that's not. I'm pretty sure I'm the most hated person in customer service.
If you don't
now.
Have nothing nice to say, don't say nothing
It was
at all.
Supposed to be nice.
I worked at a bank and this girl, she was a larger woman, but she was gorgeous. And this idiot came up and was like, oh my God, how long have you been pregnant? Or some pregnancy thing.
No.
And she's like, big smile on her face. Oh, I'm not pregnant. I'm just fat. And she just goes, he looks mortified, embarrassed, and ready to commit suicide. And she just carries on.
Well, she decided to take it the other way and make him feel worse than she could ever feel
worked,
about it.
It worked, bro. That guy looked like he was about to slit his wrist.
And by the way, you're so delightful. You should go work for Sprint. I fucking hate Sprint.
Uh-oh.
Let me just tell you, they're my phone company. I'm kind of stuck with them, but the people that work, if I could round them all up and bulldoze them into a pit and bury them, I would.
I think it doesn't matter which phone company you're with. They all suck.
There was one particular asshole at a Sprint store who just really pissed me off. And I was there, walked in, and I need to get an upgrade on my phone. And he was being a dick about stuff. He's like, well, are you the primary account holder? No, I'm not. Well, he needs to come in. And I'm like, well, he doesn't live in this town. Well, then I can't sell you a phone. And
what?
That's bullshit.
Exactly.
You don't exist.
So Leslie is with me, and she starts to have a conversation. I immediately turn and walk away because I'm not wasting another second with that motherfucker.
Good.
Not one more second
of
my time.
He's not worth that second.
Not one more second. So fuck him. And the other guy who was like, well, we can't sell you an iPhone here. If you go to the other store where Dickweed works, they can sell you an iPhone. And I said, okay, I'll go over there. He goes, but we do have a number of cases for your iPhone if you want to buy one.
Yeah.
Fuck you. You can't sell me a phone. I'm not buying a goddamn phone case from you, motherfucker.
Wow.
That's wow.
Yeah.
That's weird. I don't think that's right.
You don't?
You go to a nursery trying to buy some tulips. We don't got tulips, but we have nice tulip vases
for you. There's a lot of things that go into when you get on a group plan that you deal with to save money, and
right.
This is one of those things.
And they hate you for it.
They're going
to punish you, Nate, darling.
This is a guy who works the podium near the front of the Sprint store, and it's the one little bit of power he has in his day.
And he's unloved by all who know him.
Why the fuck does the Sprint store have a podium?
Because people go in there, and they only have 3 people working, and there's 15 people in the store that need help. That's why they have a podium.
So I'm trying to think. We had my girlfriend's nephew was on our plan, and... But no, I think we bought the phone for him and sent it to him.
Yeah.
How old is his nephew? You buying this nephew some phones and shit.
He's like 16.
Okay.
So my friend who is the primary account holder, I had him order the phone online and it's being sent to me. So, and then I sent him money. But
effing Sprint. And Verizon and AT&T and every one of
those. They're all bastards. They really are.
I think they're honestly all owned by the same motherfuckers with big money. It doesn't matter. They're all bitches.
All right. Now back to Bill Cosby.
Yes, please. There's a little pleasantry in my day.
Remember how we mentioned that...
Yes, those rape allegations.
His lawyer actually came out and issued a statement saying, just because people are repeating the rape allegations doesn't make them any more true.
That's actually true. I've watched enough, like, you know, like one, like once one person hops on.
Hong, you better watch out.
Maybe I shouldn't have said that out loud.
I've watched enough SVU. Go on, barrister. Continue.
No, it's just like because he's famous. I'm not defending the guy. I'm just saying that like it could be possible that this could all be made up.
Well,
I'm gonna vote in favor of Bill Cosby.
I don't know if it's made up. I believe there was a deal that was struck at some point. But Hannibal Buress brought it up on stage a few weeks ago, and it's become a big topic of conversation.
It hasn't gone away yet.
I'm going to be honest. I'm out of this conversation, and I'm sure there's at least 2 other people listening who might be sitting in this
lonely
chair.
Why are you such a Bill Cosby fan?
Bill Cosby is the light in the dark, okay? He's the man who I can hear his tone of voice talking about Jell-O, and I feel like, you know what? The world's burning. You know, fucking, what's his name? Billy Joel wrote that song and shit, and we didn't start the fire, but Bill Cosby can put it out with the sound of his voice.
All right, well, Bill...
That was oddly deep and creepy.
Is it because he was stroking and thumping on the mic stand at the same time?
There was a lot that was going on when he was talking.
By the way, you stroke the mic stand if you like, but don't.
I'm not
going to
stop.
When we're talking about rape allegations, brilliant idea, Sam. Brilliant timing.
Well, then make eye contact. Yeah. Do not lose it.
Part of what's going on is you got some people that are jumping on Bill because Bill spoke up about black people
right
a couple years ago. So part of what you got going on is those people are taking advantage of this to try to throw dirt on Bill. And so that's a lot of that is that. Mm-hmm. A lot of this is that. The other part, the other thing that is going on, there may be some legitimacy to it.
Right. Mm.
But since nobody has stuck to their guns long enough to say that they really were raped.
Right.
Then, like, fuck, if you took the money and ran, then go sit your ass down somewhere.
So, see, that's where I'm kind of at with this. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like,
if you took the money and didn't, if
you put a price on
if
your
you
rape,
put a price on your rape, then you know, take your money, go sit the fuck down. If you did take the money and the part of you taking the money was you signed a confidentiality agreement, hey, give me my goddamn money back or give him his money back
at least.
So anyway, this all started when Hannibal Buress, and they say joked, he wasn't really joking about Cosby being a rapist, and he's never been convicted. That all went viral, and then last week, whoever runs his Twitter account tweeted, "Go ahead, meme me," and posted a photo. And here's what people memed back: And it's photos of Bill Cosby. Two of my favorite things, Jell-O pudding and rape.
I'm not even going to give you a token giggle on that.
All right.
No, there's some of them that are actually pretty good. Those aren't good, though.
Stare directly at the sweater. You are getting very sleepy. I've been accused of drugging and raping 13 women.
They can't even post the funny ones? Like, what the fuck is this shit?
Has it literally been 13?
How about this one? My hands are full. You'll have to rape yourself.
I'm sorry. That was bad. He's holding two cakes, you guys. You need to
describe
see the
photograph, please, because I've got no laugh.
I was trying to hold back on that one. It's just so stupid.
There's
it's so dumb.
Okay, there's different ones. So at first, they just put them through, and then they had to be approved. They're like, oh, we better approve them. So here's they went through. Oh, here's one. I don't always eat Jell-O, but when I do, it's not consensual. And by Jell-O, I mean have sex.
That was kind of funny. I like that.
That's particularly witty. If it wasn't Bill Cosby, they wouldn't have a Jell-O reference. So.
Hello, my name is Bill Cosby. I am the star of classic 90s comedy Ghost Dad. I am also a serial rapist.
You think people would be more clever? Because I've seen funnier shit on like Tumblr and Twitter and Facebook.
Yeah.
But like, this is like
I love Ghost Dad. And I thought that was 80s. I didn't realize that was 90s. It was like 1990.
So, yeah, you just got to be a little bit more aware when you put stuff out on social media. Yeah. So someone got fired over that, I hope. Yeah.
It was like when R. Kelly decided to do live tweeting and they hit him on all of them.
Oh, my God. That's hella funny. Yeah.
You just got to know.
Just don't do it. Just don't even risk it one time.
If there's anything about you even remotely dark, and I mean that metaphorically, not actually dark. Don't go on Twitter and ask
for it. He pointed at you, Kareem.
What are you talking about?
He waved at you.
Remotely like, dark.
Like an airport, like the guy that does it.
To be fair, I was putting him in a frame with my thumb and forefingers. So last week, this blew up before our shows hit, but after we recorded them. Kim Kardashian did a photo spread for Paper Magazine, which I've never heard of.
No one's heard of it, and it's I've never breaking seen a paper internet. Issue, that's for sure. Okay.
She's going, break the internet. So the first photo that was released was a photo of her from behind. You saw her back, and you saw her ass crack, which is gigantic.
Which is funny, because she became famous through a porno, so people, this is not new.
She's got a big ass and a sex tape. But then it came out that there were more. There was a picture of her in a dress with a champagne bottle being popped in front of her, and the champagne arcing over her head into the glass that is perched on her ass.
Is this? Do you believe that was Photoshopped, or did she actually...
That is absolutely Photoshop.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
How do you aim so well?
Well, then there's not like to go over that without getting any drops on
her
you.
Gorgeous hair.
Yes. Yeah, that is.
Everyone's talking about her ass. She's got nice hair.
And well, that's, you know, she uses the right conditioner, Sam.
Okay.
And then there's a photo of her from the side where you got to see one nip in her ass. And then
a single nip tease.
And then there was the full frontal nudity.
Woo-hoo. Oh. Once again, she made a sex tape.
Yeah.
This is not new.
Oh, but she's had a baby since then.
Because Photoshop can't fix everything. Sorry. They don't look like that. Not that I know from... I'm going to stop talking.
How do you know they don't look like that?
Because that's just the whole picture is so Photoshopped. I will look hot with that photographer. Hook me up with that photographer, that person that did that Photoshop, I will fix this.
Question.
Diana doesn't need headshots.
What kind of lesbian are you that you're complaining about titties being out?
That they're fake.
So what?
I'm a lesbian with standards and morals. Like, that's what I am.
I'm anti-fake titties, too.
I just, like, if that's up to you, you know, if you're fake, that's fine.
Sometimes you need fake titties.
But if some people, fake titties, I'm not judging people that
go
have
go grab
fake
on some
boobs.
Water balloons. I'm judging
well,
hardcore.
I mean, there's, like, some, you know, like, breast cancer, like, stuff can happen,
okay,
right?
The breast cancer thing. I'll give you that. Okay.
I used to date a girl who had a kid, and she could only breastfeed on one side. And so she had like one National Geographic boob and one Perky boob.
Okay, but why?
Every time she took off her shirt, it looked like they were winking at me.
They looked like they were winking.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Hey.
That's a privilege. You got to experience this exciting thing that many other people will never experience. That's titillating, even just to hear about
it. The thing is, what I don't like is something that's so Photoshopped that's not
titillating.
Like how normal women look and they feel like their body. I'm one of those the woman that just like, you know, sometimes to a certain extent, Photoshop, it's not a good image that you want to project out there like constantly. Like, that's not how people really look in real life.
We know. How old are you again?
26.
We
you
know.
Are old ass 26 year old.
By the way, Diana, we know that. We talked about Keira Knightley being topless last week.
Yes.
You should have been here.
You should have been here for that. Yeah.
And again, I support her and her tiny titties.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. Now,
I'm hating on Kim Kardashian, not really everyone small. Else.
Now, to your point, when Kim Kardashian released the photo, your favorite, Chelsea Handler, took her turn to take a stab at mocking it. She took a photo of her.
Not a good idea.
Of her bare ass in a mirror, although she was wearing a bra. So we didn't get to see her titties.
Which we've already seen.
She's 30.
We saw those a couple weeks ago.
Uh-huh. She's 39. She captioned the image. Can you believe more than a 2A can fit? Oh, more than two asses can fit on the same screen. Guess which one is real? Your move, Instagram. Because last week, Instagram pulled down her photo of her topless on a horse. And she, a 39-year-old butt, she looks fine. We've discussed this. Chelsea Handler looks perfectly fine. Now, the she's wearing nothing but her bra, and her underwear is pulled down. She snaps a mirror selfie. Although, you would think she would have learned how to crop it a little bit, because there's way too much extra space on there. Yeah, and there's the as I scroll down, there's the photo of her topless. Later that same day, Sam, you saw it last week. Handler posted a message to Instagram calling out what she perceived to be hypocrisy by creating a comparison of her topless on a horse with Kim's derriere. Somebody photoshopped the thing to basically make it a minotaur. But the top half of Kim Kardashian and the back half of it being a horse.
That's freaking hilarious.
Yeah, and there were more stuff like that. And then the best one was later on, and everybody did this because it was the thing everybody, the post was here's the picture of Kim Kardashian's ass that everyone's been talking about, and it was a headshot of Kanye.
That was good. Whoever did
That's
that, props
clever.
To you. I
Every,
saw that.
Everybody did
style
that.
Points for that one.
So Diana, let me ask you this, because we're talking about naked women and you being a lesbian. Imagine if you will. Now Demi Moore, she's an attractive woman, yes?
Demi Moore.
She's older now.
Yeah, I agree with
okay.
that. Yeah. She's,
so
she's
now picture an 18-year-old Demi Moore for a second.
Is it Demi or Demi?
Demi Moore.
Okay.
Because she did a photo spread for We Magazine when she was 18. Yes.
Oh, wow. And Sam was getting ready.
There we go.
Oh. What's that? Is that real?
That is real. That is unphotoshopped, unretouched, and unshaven Bieber.
Yeah. I don't even have to see the picture, and I already
know.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like...
Her hair down there is thicker than the hair
on
Kareem's head.
Would it be a good idea to trim it?
No, well, listen, this was the early 80s. There was no
there
trimming
was no
going
such
on.
No such thing as that.
Yeah, you just let
that
it grow.
That was back when we liked women to be women, grown
well,
women.
Now, you know, listen.
Well, you can't find anything.
At that point, no, you
yeah,
can.
You can.
But, well, here's the thing. If you're going to let it grow like that, I'm not going to use my tongue as a machete to get in there, is really my whole point.
That's what... I'm just surprised she did something like this at 18.
18 years
like,
old.
Like, this photo itself is very very provocative and...
Well, yeah, you can see her
like,
crotch.
Well, yeah,
well,
but
can.
She's, like, very open. It's not, like... To me, it's, like, a straight-up, like, how...
It was a porn magazine, Diana.
Oh, see, I didn't know that. That's why I was like, why the fuck does she do this? Like, this is weird. I thought this was, like, some, like, one of those paper... like, a random thing, like, that fucking Kim did.
No.
Oh, this was... She posts her porn?
No, well, it was a gentleman's magazine.
So like Playboy.
Yeah.
Yes.
This is her Playboy spread.
Yeah. And at that point, women, their only grooming down there was they would put on their bikini and they would basically take off anything that stuck out the sides in terms of hair. That was it.
Okay.
That was it. It was like a bowl cut for your pubic area.
That all fit in the bikini, though?
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
They were bigger then.
Okay. I was going to say.
They were bigger then.
That once again, is this like an age thing where I'm like not comprehending this at all?
So let me ask you this, Diana. You're at the bar. You find a fine-looking, because I know
she's very attractive.
She's a very attractive woman. And you get her home to your house. Mm-hmm. And the moment of truth comes, and you go, oh, I just have to go in the other room and freshen up real quick. And she goes, okay, I'll get ready for you. And you walk back into that. What is your reaction?
If I met her at a bar,
yes.
Probably I'd be still drunken game. That's the only time I will ever take anyone home if I met him at a bar.
I would have said, I'm sorry, Demi, did Nate's black cat have crawl up on your crotch? Let me get a moth for you.
No, you know what's funny? My homegirl actually ended up hooking up with this girl. This is when I was living in San Francisco, and she hooked up with this girl in my room. Keep in mind, I lived in the dining room, and I was trying to write a midterm in the living room, okay? Anyway, she was telling me later, she's like, dude, it's like she had a contest with her friends, like, I'm not going to shave for a month, and kept going for three. She's like, it was like I was flossing down there. And I was like, wow, this is way TMI, but now I get what my friend was talking about. Yeah. But I don't. That kind of stuff doesn't matter to me. Like I'm not gonna like turn a girl away. Granted, this is also coming from someone who never gets any, so I can't turn anyone away. but I'm not gonna turn someone away for something like that's natural. I like my girls to have like smooth legs. But if they don't, if we're in a relationship,
her legs are smooth.
That's fine with me. As long as the legs are smooth, that's fine with me. It's just if we're in a relationship, you can get away with a little civil. But overall, I'm not trying to date a dude. So that's not really dude-ish to me. That's whatever. I've never encountered it. So then again, I don't know what to do with it if that was ever the case. Because if you're a dude, you just stick something in there and that's fine. But as a female, like you got to manipulate things or something's got to, you got to do some things. And I just don't know how committed I am to, but I probably wouldn't have a problem with it because if we just met in a bar as a one-night stand, I wouldn't go down on her anyway. So I really, that wouldn't bother me. It's basically this point I'm trying to get at.
Okay.
I think she painted a beautiful portrait.
Yeah. I think what we've learned is Diana is selfish.
Well, if we're not in a relationship, I'm not going to, like, invest that much. Like, that's an intimate action.
Invest that much of my
time. I value your opinion on that. And I actually I support you in that.
Thank you.
That's fine.
I got to treat the girls that I'm dating. That's what's like, up. I know what my forte is. Like, I got to treat them.
You go, girl.
Not everyone could get this.
I believe in that. Come on.
Yeah, it's true. Not everyone. And in fact, no one really. I mean, so anyway, speaking of women, Kirk Cameron, former 80s heartthrob.
I like that.
Oh, bring back the curly mullet, bro. You had it going.
He has a message for because he's got his movie coming out that it's actually going to be in theaters here. And part of me really wants to go and
We're not supporting that.
Part of me really wants
buy
to
buy a ticket for another movie.
I want to, yes. And
I'm down for that.
Part of me really wants to go and hate watch it. But this is not the movie. This is just him speaking about Christmas.
If you are a mom, if you are a wife, if you're the keeper of your home, I want you to know that your joy is so important this Christmas. Because Christmas is about joy. And if the joy of the Lord is your strength, remember, the joy of the mom is her children's strength. So don't let anything steal your joy. If you let your joy get stolen, it will sap your strength.
What's
let
happening?
Let your children, your family, see your joy in the way that you decorate your home this Christmas.
What's happening?
In the food that you cook, the songs you sing, stories
make
you tell,
it stop.
And the traditions.
He's telling women how to behave.
Nate, make
it
stop.
Your whole neighborhood into your Christmas and invite the world into our story of our king and his kingdom. Join me and go see.
Okay.
Thank you, Nate.
No plug
thank
for
you.
Your movie, Kirk. Sorry.
Oh, God almighty.
So
Jesus is in heaven weeping right now.
But by
the
way,
why did we do that? Why?
Because I would like to point out to all of the ladies.
Oh, my soul
hurts. Who had damp panties over him when he was on
the
his
curly
TV
mullet,
show.
Though. You can give him that because they look like Demi Moore's crotch.
Now I have
his
that
curly
image.
Mullet.
There's so many images I cannot get out of my head at this moment, and it's like a little traumatizing.
Sorry, all Nate, right. Go on.
All right. Okay. Deep cleansing breath, everybody. All right, let's do the Amazon plug really quick.
Okay.
If you want to support the show, because we work really hard to bring you great stuff, and sometimes this. The best way to do it, because we give you all our stuff for free, is if you're going to shop Amazon, go to our website first, natedarlingshow.com, click that Shop Amazon tab, and then shop till your heart's content. It does not cost you anything extra. It does help support the show, and Amazon is a great way to find that special gift for that special someone that you might not be able to find somewhere else. and you can have it shipped right to their door, even gift wrapped.
Dude, Cyber Monday's coming up. Y'all have Taco Vantage.
Yeah, and any day is a great day to shop on Amazon. You don't have to wait in line at the store. You don't have to face angry employees who are bitter about being at work. You just go ahead and do that. So if you're going to shop Amazon, please do it through our site this holiday season, and we thank you in advance. Now, Pat Sajak loves his job normally, but on Wheel of Fortune, sometimes people are just too dumb, and he reached critical mass on something. Now, let's take a listen to this. It's a puzzle-solving game. So I'll set this up.
That was not funny, but they were
riding
dying.
Riding the white horse.
So it's
is that cocaine?
They're in like a final thing, and they name a letter, and if it's revealed, then they get to make a guess. And they're very early on, so there's only like one letter revealed, and they have to guess, and they just go around until somebody gets it. So the first guess is riding a white horse.
Riding a white horse?
What's going on?
It took more than 20 years.
Oh, he walked off. That's fucking Huffington Post. I hate them so much.
What's riding a white horse?
What's riding a white horse mean?
That means the Raptors coming, sister.
Hold on. The next team of best friends to guess.
Okay, so basically one team guessed something about a horse, the next team guessed something about a horse. This is why I fucking hate the Huffington Post. I really do. They have to insert their own goddamn hipsters in there with their stuff, and it ruins my show.
God, and
Sam,
freaking,
why aren't you on there?
Their freaking bald jar, whatever the hell you call them. Jars. that you pickle jam in, except you don't. You just drink beer.
You mean mason jar?
Yeah, that one. The mason jar.
Oh, this just in, Kareem, as I'm on Huffington Post. Headline, another woman comes forward to accuse Bill Cosby of rape. Hmm. So there you go.
Is that 14?
Hop on the bandwagon, bitches.
Yeah. I don't know.
Wow, really? In the gayest voice you have, that's how you thought you'd say that.
In an essay in the Hollywood Elsewhere, music industry publicist and journalist Joan Tarshis claims that Cosby sexually assaulted her twice in 1969 when she was 19.
With his mind by staring at her.
The former actress and Cosby were both working at Universal Studios, and she said he took an interest in her. Cosby often pushed alcohol on her, she said. And one instance when the two had been working on material together, she fell unconscious at his bungalow after having a cocktail he made for her.
His bungalow?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what they call the little, like an office. If you got an office on the studio lot, it's called a bungalow.
I thought it was your second bunghole. It hangs a little lower.
I don't know about that.
I don't know about that either.
So, yes, this just in from Huffington Post. All right, you know what? This show started weird. It's going to end weird. And
I thought we established that. Like, almost every single show, it kind of starts and ends.
Weird.
The weirdness is off the charts tonight, though.
It is. All right, yeah. So let's just do
some. Diana's actually here today, so.
You're throwing shit in a weird spin.
I like how you all blame that on me, and I'm pretty sure that's not a fucking thing, because do you not see the three of you fools?
All right, let's wrap it
She's
up with,
got a point,
with some small town news.
Don't let the big world overwhelm you. Let's get small. Small town news.
This from the NewportDispatch.com. Headline, naked man enters Newport convenience store. Headline, Newport, Vermont. Many stores have signs out front that say no shirt, no shoes, no service. Well, Jimmy Quick store in Newport might be putting up a sign that says clothing mandatory. Because last Wednesday, around 1:30 in the afternoon, a man walked into the local convenience store wearing nothing at all.
Not even his shoes and shirt?
Apparently not.
What a bastard.
A store employee who was working at the time of the incident told the Newport Dispatch News that the naked man walked in and headed for the bathroom. He just walked inside and went straight to the bathroom, the employee said. The employee wished to remain anonymous, but went on to say that the individual didn't say anything and there were no customers in the store during the incident. Now, Newport police declined to comment, stating only that there would be no press release issued. However, they confirmed that they were called out to the Jimmy Quick store around 1:30 p.m. When asked if anyone was arrested during the incident, Newport police said that there was no arrest made. And that's small
town
news.
This is non-news, just like the Bill Cosby rape scenario.
This is small town news. Allegedly, a naked man walked into a convenience store, and the only person that saw him was the clerk working. And the police would only say that they're not going to issue a press release about it. So I'm guessing somebody got bored.
I don't blame him.
And started doing, so I don't know what's going on. I don't want my name out there, but there was a naked dude that walked in and went to the bathroom and didn't say anything, and you know, it was weird, and that's it.
Did he just walk in and walk out?
Yeah.
Okay.
Walked in, used the bathroom, and left. Or went into the bathroom and left, yeah.
Well, he couldn't buy anything unless his money was up in his butthole.
This is true. Maybe he went to fish it out. Couldn't make it happen.
There you go.
One never knows.
He was short change. Damn it, I can't buy my Flamin' Hot Cheetos now.
Hope it wasn't cold.
It was cold. This time of year, it's cold. You know, it might have been 45, 50. That's still kind of cold, though. So that's small town news. And that's going to do it for this episode of the Nate Darling Show. Hope you all had fun. We did. We found out some stuff, like what Diana won't do if she brings you home from a bar.
Exactly.
It depends on the situation. If we're friends already, I've made... Okay, you know what? Never mind.
Okay. So what you're saying is there's no hard and fast rule on it.
I don't believe in rules anymore, because apparently I can't follow my own rule of dating older than 20... six. Like, so I gave up on rules.
All right. So
I almost said like she was going to say 21.
So
fuck you.
So Diana is
once.
She cradle robbing again.
Once. No, not dating anymore. My actual rule is I never want to date again, but that's not going to happen. Hopefully.
Ooh, you know what you could do? An enraged lesbian marriage. Is that a thing?
I asked multiple times. Enraged is probably more accurate, more a thing than enraged. No, I've asked people, and they're like, most people that do that don't believe in gay people, so I think that cancels that out.
Yeah, I think you might be right.
Yeah, but I've been wanting
I don't believe in gay people, tooth fairies, or the Santa Claus.
Well, here's the thing.
Bill Cosby being a rapist.
That's shit.
Gay people are more like global warming in that... They're there whether you believe in them or not.
That's why. That's pretty true.
You may not feel it getting warmer, but
when
there.
I walk into a room, no, just kidding.
Because you're so hot, girl.
Oh shit! Chill. He was picking up when I was laying down.
Damn, it ain't global warming. It's just getting hot in here because she's so hot.
Oh shit! Holla.
Hotter than the underside of Demi Moore's beaver pelt.
Oh god, that was an image that I cannot unsee. Now I'm like scared to take a girl home. Like, it's been a while since I had sex, and now I'm scared to do it again. Because what if that's what happens? And I'm like, well, there's a record of me saying that I'm okay with this.
Was that like, Lionel Richie's toupee? Just laying on her crotch?
That's it.
What was that?
He stayed down there that long.
That's wow.
Lionel Richie's up in there. That's all it's out is his hair.
Oh, join us for more silliness on Friday. Have a good one, everybody. Bye-bye.